somersaults or handsprings, blowing on trumpets and beating on drums, shrieking, howling, and many of them screaming.
Around the land and joy!
It wasn't long before Pinocchio became a part of this strange country. For 5 months, he did nothing but play and eat from morning to night without ever seeing a book or doing any work at all. But one morning when he woke up, he felt two strange, furry, long things on his head. He ran to a mirror and he looked at himself.
My ears! They've turned into donkey ears!
Indeed. Pinocchio had caught donkey fever. He had turned into a lazy and good-for-nothing donkey. Now he knew he must get out of the land of toys before he would begin to bray like a donkey. One night, when all the other boys and donkeys were asleep, Pinocchio slipped out of bed and dashed through the deserted streets. He ran across the field and the meadow, and he kept on running and running and running. By morning, he came to the seashore. He was quite exhausted and sat down to rest. Then he looked up and saw a group of people standing on the beach with very sad faces. Pinocchio jumped up and ran to them. A kindly fisherman told him that a monstrous whale had come into their peaceful waters and destroyed everything in sight. In fact, he said, many weeks ago, an old man had set out in a small boat sailing across the ocean to look for his lost son, Pinocchio.
That's me!
And everyone feared for his life. Pinocchio cried out,
that's my father! I must save him! I must save him!
Boy, don't go out into the ocean! The monster will get you too! Boy, come back!
But Pinocchio could not even hear the fisherman. He was swimming so fast, he looked like a black dot on the blue surface of the water. His heart was beating fast, and he was very frightened, but he was determined to find Geppetto. On he swam, farther and farther out to sea. Then, he saw a great white rock and decided to stop there for a moment and rest. But as he came closer to it, the great white rock began to sway and lunge. And as Pinocchio watched in terror, he saw a huge mouth open, showing three rows of gleaming white teeth, long and pointed. It wasn't a rock at all. It was the sea monster. Pinocchio turned quickly and tried to swim away, but the immense mouth was coming closer and closer. Pinocchio swam desperately with all his strength. The whale was upon him, and in a split second, Pinocchio found himself between the rows of gleaming, sharp teeth. And then, in another second, he was being washed down into the dark body of the whale without so much as a scratch on him. He lay stunned for a while. Then, as his eyes became accustomed to the darkness of this great cavern, he began to walk around. It seemed to him that he could see a faint light glowing at the far end of the cavern. Pinocchio made his way toward it. It was growing lighter and clearer. And then Pinocchio saw a sight that filled him with such great and sudden happiness, he almost dropped in a faint. There stood a small table set for dinner, lighted.